UFO ramblings. Sometimes we read something which seems to answer a long unanswered question. The Underscore Byte just published an article about Congress getting ready to pass a new law. This by itself means nothing as they pass new laws all the time, but this is different. The new law is in a defense bill and would allow funding to reverse engineer UFO technology. What does this mean? For one thing, it brings UFO reverse funding into the light. It is not as if we haven't been funding this for decades using black budget money. The difference is this is really admitting UFOs are real, or should I say UAPs? Anyway, it is still short of admitting they are extraterrestrial, but they all but admit it. The article goes on to say it seems the new department which was just established to study UAPs will be in charge of the reverse engineering. This makes me wonder what will happen to the programs out there which are secret and going on as I ask this question. Will they be transferred to this new agency and tell that agency about all the advances which have been made by us so far? I wonder about this because there has been a lot of distrust when it comes to telling Congress the secrets about UAPs since the beginning. There is also another problem, and it is agencies don't like to share their info, and we have seen this time and time again. It is being said the craft have to be beyond any characteristics and performance which is currently known, and the purpose of this will be to reverse engineer them to replicate them. When it comes to reverse engineering, we have been doing this stuff for many years along with other countries. The Soviet Union re-engineered our World War II bomber, and we routinely have taken captured planes apart to see if there was any advances in them we could use. The Chinese have found a shortcut with us. They just steal our designs so they don't have to reverse engineer anything. A UFO was seen over the El Dorado International Airport in Bogota, Colombia. This is not the first time UFOs have been over airports. O'Hare Airport in Chicago had a famous sighting by many people, and airports in China had to be closed due to UFO traffic. A famous musician and TV personality was waiting for his flight when he saw it. He had just bought a new phone and was using it to video some planes. He decided to see what videos he had taken and noticed an object which was moving very fast, which was a UFO. The object flew by planes at incredible speed. There is a lot of talk about finding alien life, and some of the new projects by scientists have to do with this. There is another type of search which is becoming popular, and it is the search for artificial intelligence in the universe. I personally do not see how this can be differentiated from biological life when searching, but some scientists do. Some scientists are saying the universe is proving to be too well laid out, and it might have been created by artificial intelligence, also known as AI. This is being tied in by some to reinforce the idea we are in a computer simulation, and somehow AIs and quantum computers are responsible. Some ideas make me laugh. When I read things like this, it makes me realize how short-sighted some people are. Just because we have discovered quantum computing doesn't mean that down the road, we might not discover even a more powerful method of computing. Yes, to some quantum computing seems incredible, and it is. When the atomic bomb was created, it was thought by some it would be the most powerful weapon ever invented, and then the hydrogen bomb came along. My point is, as time goes by, we have a history of creating even more advanced devices. I am sure when the compass was invented, the Chinese thought it was the ultimate invention for traveling and always would be, and yet today we have satellites to navigate by, and they are going to be replaced soon with a new type of device which makes them obsolete for navigation. NASA has issued a report which states they are not closed to the possibility to extraterrestrial life existing. Is this how far they are willing to go when they know extraterrestrial life does exist, or are they really saying they are not sure? One thing we have to remember is so many times as a launch was taking place, a UAP showed up and followed the rocket for a while. They have to know about that, and they also have it on video because they video all these launches. We have had claims from government officials which state the vehicle in the famous Tic Tac video which was released showed a vehicle which was not made by people from Earth. It is claimed Luis Elizondo, formerly the head of ATIP, admitted this, but then the claim says he hinted at the possibility of alien involvement. I guess we have to take this for whatever it is worth. He was asked if the vehicles we are talking about could have been made by Russia or China, and said if they were, there has been a huge failure in US intelligence. It is said Mr. Elizondo said later on that the technology is not ours, according to reports. There could be a mixture of technologies involved here. It is believed we have been involved in reverse engineering of UAPs for many decades, and we probably are not the only ones. It is a possibility we were able to develop some of the objects we see in our skies, and the guess is the triangular craft might be ours, if any are. There have been many rumors to this effect. There have been times when witnesses have said they saw Bigfoots coming down from a beam which was being directed by UAPs. This is a strange statement indeed. It has been made by a few witnesses. A cryptozoologist is saying he had found mounds which he believes to be Bigfoot graves. He has not excavated any of the mounds, but he has said the reason we do not find any dead Bigfoots is he believes they bury their dead. I guess this could be a possibility. It turns out some gorillas bury dead animals sometimes, like birds. When Coco the gorilla, which understood sign language, was asked what was death, she said it was being buried in a warm hole.